This is In the Room with Sean Clancy.
I'm Sean Clancy, and I'm in the room with jockey Jose Ferrer. In a career that began in 1982, Jose Ferrer is still going strong, winning 52 races so far in 2021, standing atop the Monmouth Park standings and climbing ever closer to 5,000 career wins. At 57, Jose Ferrer is living proof that age is just a number. Welcome to the show, Jose.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Guys, that's pretty awesome to the show, man. I mean, feel like a movie star there, man. Awesome.
Oh, we're the movies here. This is
how it is. Awesome. Great. No, nice to meet you, show, guys. Thank you so much for getting me your show. Appreciate it.
No, it's great to have you on. Take us back to the beginning, growing up in Puerto Rico. How did you become a jockey? Was that something you always wanted to do, or your family was involved, or how did that all come about?
Yeah, my father was about, my uncle was Carlos Lopez Sr., my cousin, Sixi Lopez. I got a couple more, Eric Lopez, David Lopez. We like five or six riders in our family. And that's pretty much, again, through my uncle. He's going to open the door for all of us.
Wow, yeah, we know those names. I mean, those are iconic names in our sport. So following them along, when you were a kid, just growing up wanting to be a jockey, is that how, man, you just like following them?
Yeah, I believe you. I want to be a baseball player, believe it or not.
Didn't we all?
Yeah, man, I was really good at it. But no. I don't have the heights at all to be, baseball player. So I become a rider, follow my uncle's steps. You know what I mean? But that was awesome because I always wanted, a baseball player, jockey, 4'11", so 5 feet tall, so I might as well stick it on. Well, please, I belong. Because of my height and my weight. So we got good. King of play.
For sure. Did you ride in Puerto Rico or did you come to America and first start riding here?
No, I came here in New Jersey most part in 1982. I was in Puerto Rico for a little bit, not too much. So I came here. I talked to my uncle. He got me here. He got me here in Jersey to work on the backside. And that's how I got, my first riding here in 1982 in Monmouth Park.
And did it come easy? Was it tough getting started, or was that, did you have doors kind of open for you, or what was that like?
It was tough. It's kind of a sport. You got to do your time first. You have to, pretty much your foundation, like my uncle was telling me, lay the ground. From there, you work really hard at it, and hopefully, people open the door for you. But, you got to work hard on anything you want to do, you got to work hard at it.
Yeah, of course, and you've worked hard to get where you are. And take us through those years. I mean, you've been very consistent, staying mostly New Jersey and Tampa Bay Downs, I guess, for the most part.
No, I was all over the place, but even I went to Jersey. I was in Jersey. I went to Philadelphia. Philadelphia used to be when I wrote start beginning by 80, it used to be Keystone Racetrack.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
Changed the name to Philadelphia Park, and now it's Park Racing. But I wrote a little bit, a couple of years there. I wrote 5 years in Chicago, East Coast. I went to Calder. It used to be Calder. Down in Miami, I was there for another 5 years. All the East Coast. I rode all the East Coast. Midwest. When I was in Chicago, I rode a lot of tracks over there in the Midwest. Oakland, Minnesota, Canterbury.
Wow.
You know me. All the East Coast tracks. You know me. I rode a little bit. I used to go to a little bit. Once a week. I was riding in the Virgin Islands too. So I've been riding all over the place. Yeah, around Italy, England. Yeah.
You followed the circus, right? That's what I call
it. I followed the circus real big. Tell me about it, man. Absolutely. But it's a great experience. You got to meet, different culture, different states, different people. You know what I mean? Experience all kinds of different full environment. It's a great experience, to meet just three different states and be a part of these, people, cultures and stuff. It's really great.
And you're still going strong at 57. Is that something you always expected, or do you just kind of take it day by day? Or what's that like, that journey?
I never put a time or a year or moment, I'm going to be riding or retire. No, I just, go out every day and enjoy myself. I got two beautiful children. I got a beautiful wife, young wife. She's beautiful. Give me two beautiful kids. I got a 5-year-old Joey. I got a 7-year-old Derek. That's pretty much the, feel me. That's, I always call my, energy some bunnies, my kids and my wife.
Sure.
Give me these, you know, because I never have these, excitement. And now I see my two kids. You know, me first, my wife, when she was getting really all fired up. See me right, and my two children now see me out there screaming hollow. He's a, you know, gave me just this two individual, you know me. I'm just, you know, God, middle stairs. Give me strength and all the opportunity and my boys. Fill me with fluids. That's what keep me going. And I love them. Like I don't say, I don't want to retire. I just want to keep going. You know, day by day, enjoy myself and keep working hard because I work out hard. I work out like twice a day, every single day. You know, I got my little gym in my house over there. Like Tampa, I got my own gym. Here, I work out in Jackson. I work out in here, Monmouth University. My father-in-law is equipment manager there. So I got access to the gym here. So I was trying to work out every day, no matter what I am. I was trying to do something, you know, weights, run, ride bikes, lift. I like to lift a lot. I do a lot of, you know, dumbbells and weights. That's what I like, love to do.
That's how you keep up with these young kids, I guess, right?
Well, I try to keep up, you know, but these days, man, you know, like, the, you know, when I try to, like, put a sample to kids, hey, you got to work hard, you know, work out a lot. But, you know, a lot of the young kids, they want to, you know, Instagrams, in, you know, Facebook, all that, you know, like, I don't know how to do that, you know, I don't have no time for that. So I told the guys, you know, I just want to work out. And I showed the, you know, the young fellas, you work out hard, your body, later on, when you're my age, you'll be able to ride, you'll be able to compete. So that's what I'm doing. I have to work double hard because I got to compete with, you know, kids younger than, you know, 25 years than myself. That's why I got to do harder, extra harder work. But, you know, I love to do it. I love to compete. You know what I mean? Look at Tom Brady. You know, Tom.
Of course.
20 years old. You know, he's, you know, quarterback.
Yeah.
Greatest quarterback ever. 42 years old. Competed guys, you know, 20 years younger than him. So I'm you know, focused on that. You know what I mean? So that's my goal, you know, keep working hard and keep competing and enjoy. Pretty much you have to enjoy yourself. I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. I enjoy myself. I enjoy my family around me. So pretty much that's my foundation.
Wow, that's brilliant. Now you can hear it in your voice, that enthusiasm. You're off to a great start at Monmouth. And this year at Monmouth, they've instituted basically whipless racing where you can only use it as a safety device. How has that affected your riding? Has that changed how you ride, or is that actually been a benefit to the way you ride?
I think benefit to me because I came old school. I come back in the 80s when, you know, when I start riding, you know, the people around me, all the, you know, riders, they used to ride, you know, see barely hit the whip, you know, they pretty much, that was a baseball position on him ride, you know what I mean, and help the horse through the reins, you know, like Pat Day, and or, you know, talk about Pat Day and Yoko Daro, all the greatest riders, you ever see them, they never hit. You see Pat Day down the lane, man, then come on, Pat, hit your horse, and every day, just hand ride. And I said, man, this guy want to hit the horse, you know what I mean, going 1,600 miles, he's still hand riding, bam, bam, maybe smack, you know what I mean, like, it was still was to be it was like a tool for, you know, last minute, you know what I mean, horses, you know what I mean, they want to be waking up a little harder than other horses. So that was just used to, you know, we used to, you know, the riders back in the days when I used to see that, they used to use that the last, you know, the last action, I would say.
Sure.
You know, it's giving off, not enough, or, you know, let's go back to the stick, bam, hit a couple of times, and the horse respond, and they give you all they can get. So, basically, I was brought up that way. Now, when there been this rule over here, it won't hurt me much because I like that. I never was a you know, whipping rider. You know, I never like.
Sure. Yeah.
But it, you know, I matter of fact, back in the 80s, I remember I used to get fined all the time. You know, you don't hit enough. You got to hit. You got to hit. So, you know me, I never believe in beating up a horse up. I never believe in overdoing a step because, you know, it's like I would, you know, have a thought in the back of my head that if you hit a couple, two, three times, the horse won't respond. If you hit it 20 times, they don't want to give you no more, no matter how many, you know, hit it, you know. But, you know, some horses are different, but, you know, 85% of the horses, if they don't respond like two, three times, four, bang, they don't want to give you no more. What are you going to keep beating the animal for? You know, that's a, you know. So I came through that school. Now when they stop the whipping, I'm pretty much what I'm doing is keep my stick down. I'm thinking, hey, I'm back in my 80s, you know, but I'm that's what I'm doing, focusing just hand right, my, you know, my style.
Right.
I always, you know, love to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Have you seen any difference in the racing? Are horses staying straighter, or is it? Do you feel like it's any safer? What's it been like? I mean, has it made any difference?
I'll be honest. I feel a little more safety out there. Believe it or not, because when you hit the horse, you tend to lose your reins a little bit, and when the horse react to a stick that you log in, log out. You don't see that too much now, you know, because the horse react, you know what I mean, about the whip, and when they hit something, it's like somebody punch you in your arm or something, bang, you know, you move that way when the impact coming from. So I don't see, I see less moving around, you know, horses ducking real hard outside, yeah. Inside, when react from the whip, you know, I feel pretty good about that, you know what I mean? The only thing you don't have is that, a spawn like last minute, you know, mm-hmm. Say like I try to explain people like you know, when you're in the basketball game, you got 30 seconds left, the coaches huddle up and say, guys, 30 seconds, I went all out, you know, last quarter in the NFL, you go, guys, I want you all out, you know, you still have a boxing match, last round, the coach came to you, I said, listen, smack your face around a little bit, yeah, I want everything you get out there. That's why I'm thinking that's why we're not going to have, not every horse, but, you know, some horses, you know, they can react with the whip. Because I always believe, you know, the whip is like a tool to communication with a horse. People, mm-hmm. You know, always got the whole thing of whip. Wrong. Oh, you beat the horse. No, man. You beat the horse up with a whip. No, man. It's a communicate. You send them. Because this horse is not like a horse. I'm sorry, horse is not like a dog. You say sit. That's it. Let's go. I'm still, you know,
right,
you know,
sure.
It's an animal. Wild animal, 1,500 pounds, running 35 miles an hour, you know, wild out there. So we use the whip to communicate with animals. Hey, it's time to go. And then you have the reins to hold, go back. And then you have the stick to, you know, communicate. It's like a signal. Bang, you hit, bang. All right, react. So horse react, so horse is dumb. So that's what probably going to miss. And still, if you fire horses, somebody going to win. Somebody gonna
right.
lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the bottom line. I wish you ever give us like in Tampa, the six sticks, like in Delaware six times you could push your horse.
Right.
You know what I mean? It should just do something like that. You know, it went for, you know, last year you go 15, 20 times to zero. Completely went out so, you know, they should like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Some kind of
yeah.
between. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were like,
yeah.
Okay, you can push me 20 times. Now you can push me. Or you can
no,
play
exactly.
hockey. You know, like hockey plays. You hit your hockey. You smack each other. Bam, bam. Then let's play hockey. Nobody touch each other. Okay, guys. Name it for the puck. Nobody. No contact. Oh, let's play football. No contact. Let's play flag football. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Extremely too much. Too much.
Right. Hey, yeah,
that's
it was
my personal opinion.
No, I would agree with that. It was a bit of an extreme decision going from open policy to nothing. And probably there was a happy medium in between. But it has been interesting to watch the races. I would agree.
Yeah.
I think the horses do seem like they're running a little bit straighter. You don't see them weaving around as much as maybe some tracks. I think that's been an interesting development.
Yeah. If you think about it, we only have them quiet twice, one clean foul, and that was it. But you don't see that bump come out of the gate. You know, see that bump in the turns, because right at the you know, they hold the reins, because, you know, they can do nothing with whip. So people make better decisions, I think. You know, my person, you know, they're not aggressive, because when you bring the stick to the field, you get more aggressive, more,
sure.
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey,
yeah.
Bam, you hit, reins a little loose, because no matter what you, how strong you ride you are, when you put your stick up and you approach your horse to, you know what I mean, to start to go. The rein's going to get loose a little, no matter how strong you are, how many, you know, talented you are, your rein's going to get a little loose because now you hold the reins in one hand, then the two hands. So things are a little different. So when you hit, one rein in your hands, probably untangle a little bit. So now the horse react, and some horses are going to don't like it, go in, get out. So you don't see that. I don't see it. You probably see that a lot. We don't have these ship lengths a lot.
Right. It's been interesting. I would agree with that. It's been interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Well, Jose, when you look back at your career, almost 5,000 wins, 4,572 races, which is an unbelievable number. You're 45th all time, one behind the great Don Brumfield. When you look back at your career, how much do you account it to luck, and how much of it is hard work?
A little bit both. You know, I think between both. You know, you always got to look at Pat Day. I remember Pat Day used to have a "It's better be lucky than good." You know, it's between. You have to get luck, but you have to work hard too, and you have to foundation to get some kind of goals in life. You know, I want to be the best. I want to win a bunch of races. But you got to work hard. You have to be lucky too. Remember, for this, it's better be lucky than good. So you have to be, luck and work hard, both.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess, right?
A little bit of both. And, have faith. I always believe in that, a few years. My faith is so strong. Help me out. Because you can't do nothing with God, I always believe that. But it's great. It's great to be, I'm part of this racing. I'm doing it at 57, It's awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's Jose Ferrer, still going strong at 57. Jose, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, buddy.